Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Tova Brand, and she's the Albert Ravenholt Curator for the Danish American Culture. And we want to visit about a couple things here with you, Tova. Good morning.
Good morning, LaVon.
And the first one I want to start with is a back to school lawn party at the Museum of Danish America. Tell us about that.
That's right. Well, we wanted to have a way to really enjoy the outdoor spaces of the museum. And as Friday, August 21st, is the kind of last day before school commences in our area, we're inviting families and anyone who wants to enjoy an evening outside or inside if the weather doesn't cooperate. We've got lawn games. We're going to provide a picnic supper. Everything's for free. We'll just ask a free will donation. And just a chance to enjoy the end of summer together.
You bet. And all of this, again, given appropriate weather, the Jens Jensen Prairie Landscape Park. And I'm guessing there are some folks that have not been out to explore that area.
That's right. This has really been a wonderful year for the park. We've seen a lot of our native prairie flowers just be beautiful this year. And as of last fall, we have a lot more interpretive signs outside along the paths talking about different aspects of the prairie. If you haven't come to the museum sometime this year, maybe you haven't walked across our green roof. You can actually walk on the roof, which is, of course, planted with prairie plants as well. And so this event is a invitation for folks to come to the museum grounds especially and enjoy the different views, the different prairies. And then we still have a large area of lawn where we can put out a game of croquet or kube, which is a Viking game. And so we'll have a set of that. We'll have bubbles and sidewalk chalk, and then we'll also put out a picnic supper.
Wow, all together. What a great summertime activity. And as you say, summertime's kind of coming to a close. We still have some great weather left, but when kids go back to school, that kind of changes everybody's schedule, whether it's grandpa and grandma or mom and dad or the neighbors. It changes everybody's schedule.
Exactly. And before we get too into, you know, sports, commitments and other routines that kind of keep us focused on other things, this event, as I said, it's going to be next Friday, the 21st, from 4 to 7. So right across the kind of late afternoon, early evening hours.
All right.
We'll light a fire in the council ring, and so and we will still hold the event if it's a rainy day. Some of these games can be moved inside, not croquet, but we'll move some of the activities inside, and maybe we'll pull out some different types of arts and crafts stuff instead of bubbles.
Okay.
But we'll still serve supper, and we still invite everyone to enjoy a Friday evening with us.
All right. You mentioned the Viking game, and you've said croquet several times, and I'm guessing most people have at least heard the word croquet, but, you know, all of a sudden it's become more popular, and it's a game that a lot of people have never played. So.
Right, and you know, even if it's just setting up a couple of the wickets and seeing how easy it is to, or challenging.
Yes,
I hit one of those balls through it. It's fun to get a sense of how it works.
You bet. It is a game of skill. Well, of course, the back-to-school lawn party, again, that's next Friday, a week from today, 4 to 7 p.m. at the Museum of Danish America. That's just kicking off a number of other activities. And so I want to talk about the brown bag lunch programs.
Yes, that's our ongoing monthly program where we invite speakers on a wide range of topics. And we always host that on a Thursday at noon. And so this coming Thursday, the 20th, the speaker is going to be Warren Watson, who is a Elkhorn School faculty member. And he has really made a personal study of the purple martins, which are the birds living right next door to the museum. We installed new martin houses this year prior to the birds returning in the spring, and they really settled into a lot of the houses, and Warren has been monitoring them all season. Purple martins are very tolerant of human interaction, and so they don't mind when you lower their nests and peek inside and see how many eggs they're laying. Hmm. They like being around people. And so Warren has been monitoring those nests all year, watching the eggs lay, watching them hatch, and now the baby birds are kind of getting their wings ready for a major migration this fall down to South America. So we invited Warren to really inform all the rest of us about some of the, you know, the behaviors and life cycles of the martins that have really taken settled in right next door to the mm-hmm. museum.
And you know, you said they like to be around people. I like to have them around me because they are major mosquito eaters.
Yes. Yeah, and that's they've been encouraged to be around
yes.
people for a long time, really centuries. Apparently it even goes back to Native Americans creating spaces for to encourage martins to live near their communities.
All
so
right.
So there's a long history with humans living next to purple martins. So it will be interesting to learn more about their story and what to watch for next spring.
You bet. And maybe people will want to add some purple martin nests in their own yards and just increase the population, because I don't think you could overpopulate with purple martins.
So, probably not.
But Warren Watson can be sure to answer that question and help you out if you want to attract some more purple martins to the area. So
exactly.
That's the August one coming up on Thursday, this coming Thursday, the 20th. But you do this nearly every month. So what's happening for September?
Our director, John Mark Nielsen, is going to talk about Norse gods and goddesses. He's titling the program Party in Valhalla. And so he's going to introduce us to some of the characters that are part of the ancient Norse mythology. So that will be September 17th. And in October, we're going to learn about a Danish scientist named Hans Christian Oersted, who was the man who discovered the electromagnetic properties of materials. And so he, he was a 19th century scientist who really made a major headway in kind of our understanding of how electricity works in the world. So we'll learn about his story.
Okay, and so many things in our lives relate to that, so that should be really interesting. Now, if people come to the Brown Bag Lunch, of course, they're invited to bring their lunch, correct?
Of course.
Okay.
Yes, you can bring your lunch or not, as you will. We always have coffee and water available, and these are always free programs. We do not charge admission to attend the Brown Bag Lunches. Anyone is welcome. Anyone can come to the museum just for the lunch. For free.
All right.
We invite all.
And if people want to come different times, we maybe should just remind them of the hours for the Museum of Danish America.
Yes, we are open 7 days a week. Monday through Friday, we're open 9 to 5. Saturdays, 10 to 5. And on Sunday, from noon to 5.
All right. And of course, there's ongoing exhibits there. And you change those on a somewhat regular basis. So if people go once, that's not the end of it. They need to come back again.
Exactly, yes. Our major exhibition this summer that's here for just for the season is Skål, Scandinavian Spirits, which looks at the history of beer and aquavit in Scandinavian culture. So we've been having fun with that, We really want people to come and see that before it launches on a multi-year national tour. So it will be exciting to see that exhibit go to Scandinavian museums all across the United States. But it's starting here in Elkhorn. So this is your chance to see it. But we also have some wonderful art exhibits on right now. Those will remain on view through the end of September before we change to other artists.
Okay, and I know
we'll
I know we'll be visiting with you when that changes, Tova. We'll be visiting with you again to find out what's the new things that are happening. But in the meantime, we want to remind people that August 20th, that's next Thursday, is the Brown Bag Lunch Program. And then the next evening, 4 to 7, is the Back to School Lawn Party. And come, and that's all free, free will donation, have fun. And so we want to thank you very much, Tova, for visiting with us today.
My pleasure.
And we've been visiting with Tova Brandt, who's the Albert Ravenholt Curator of Danish American Culture, of course, at the Museum of Danish America. And until next time, here's a thought. Time is like a river. You cannot touch the water twice because the flow that passes by will never pass again.